I'd like to add just one more thing that we see from many Torah sources. I've mentioned some of them throughout the Emunah recordings, that throughout Torah and Jewish history, although we don't understand Hashem's calculations and we can never know exactly why he's doing what he's doing, one thing we are taught is that very often the holiest of the holy neshamas are the ones that experience the most suffering. Again, I certainly can't explain to you why that is, and if one would have to choose, we wouldn't choose that suffering for ourselves. But sometimes it just can be realized, it can be empowering and motivating to realize that the reason we go through certain things is only because of how special our neshama is. Again, we would never choose that, and for going forward, we daven that things should only be sweet in a revealed, sweet way. But just to realize whatever we have been through, very often, you look at Moshe, you look at Yaakov Avinu already, and many of them, anyway, I won't go through all the Torah sources now. You look at Rabbi Akiva, you look at the 10 martyrs, and and there's reasons why they had to do that and go through that in Hashem's calculations that he had to put them through that. But the truth of the matter is that those were the holiest of the neshamas. And again, obviously, that will take them to the highest places for eternity. So sometimes just to perhaps digest that a lot of these things can only happen to the holiest of the holy neshamas. But Emirat Hashem, as I said, for going forward, we daven that even if we're the holiest of the holy neshamas, Hashem should bless things to be in a sweet, revealed way for all of us, Bezrat Hashem.